Welcome to the Jet Setting Family Travel Podcast, season number 2.
Woohoo, guys!
We are back, you guys.
If you have been with us since season 1, welcome back. It's so exciting to have you here. And if you're brand new, welcome. We hope that you love being here with us and get to know a lot more about travel.
So for those of you that don't know us, our names are Rod and
Jess.
And last June, about 6 months ago, we sold everything and rented out our house and embarked on a global family adventure that took us to 12 countries, more than 50 cities, 27 flights, countless boats, trains, automobiles, tuk-tuks, every mode of transportation you can think of.
All while traveling with our now 6-year-old son, Santi, and 3-year-old daughter, Nora. They both had birthdays while on the road. So we love inspiring family travel because so often you hear, guys, when you have kids, it has to come to an end. And we don't think that's true.
Not at all. And we're trying to demonstrate that family travel is not only doable, but it's so much fun, you guys.
For those of you who are just joining us this season, I just want to let you know this podcast has some episodes where Rod and I just talk about our travels and where we are currently. Other episodes, we get to interview either an expert in the travel industry or a fun other family who has maybe a niche within the market, whether that's how to collaborate with hotels, how to get through Europe on a budget. We love interviewing other families and bringing new insight here. And we just really want to get to know our audience and what you guys love to listen to.
And we want to share stories. We want to share interesting stories that will not only make you laugh, maybe they'll make you cry, but they'll make you yearn to travel more because we are big believers in the power of travel, specifically for growing our kids and for helping them develop more of a global mindset.
Yeah. So whether you are just joining us or you've been here a while, make sure, since we can't see you and interact with you directly through this podcast, that you reach out to us on either our Facebook page, our Instagram page at the Jet Setting Family, or you can email us hello@thejetsettingfamily.com and let us know what is it that you want from season 2.
So what have we been up to since season 1? At the end of season 1, we had finished our adventure in Cambodia, which was pretty much the most unexpected gem of our travels.
Yes. If you are in the area, you have to go to Cambodia. If you haven't heard much about Cambodia, go back to season 1 and listen to that episode where we dived a lot more into detail, but it was magical.
Yeah. So after Cambodia, we made our way back eastward and landed in Australia. We landed in Cairns, Australia, in the northeast coast of the continent. And we rented a car, loaded up our bags, and started driving.
Yes. The funny thing about the drive, now looking back, I mean, I love Australia. I studied abroad in Australia back in 2005 on the Gold Coast. So I was really excited to go back and experience it with my kids. I mean, when I was there, I was this young girl, probably partying more than I should. And so it was going to be a new side of Australia. But when I was in Australia, I never really did a road trip. We would fly to different destinations because for one person, flying's pretty cheap. But for a family of 4, it adds up. But I think it's called the Pacific Coast Highway.
Yes.
And so Rod and I, in our heads, were like, we will be driving along the shoreline, overlooking the beautiful Australian waters, looking for whales and dolphins. And yeah, we loved Australia. Great time. But the Pacific Coast Highway is like in the middle of nowhere.
For the most part.
So like it was like hours upon hours of being in the middle of, like, sometimes you'd end up in these like beautiful vineyard looking fields that were gorgeous. Mm-hmm. But like a lot of the drive was really not all that Pacific Coast Highway-y.
Yeah, and it's kind of a tease too, because all along the way you will see signs for like, watch out for koalas, watch out for kangaroos. And we were watching out. We were
excited.
Just hoping, like, please let us see some koalas and some kangaroos in the wild. And that never happened.
No, it didn't. The only time, I remember when I was there in 2005, seeing wild kangaroos a lot north of Cairns, like towards Port Douglas area. We drove south and we really didn't see any. And then we had an epic fail where we went to this beach that's famous for kangaroos. And we like obviously didn't read the whole blog post.
The lesson of the story is to do your research.
Yes.
So this beach was advertised for having kangaroos kind of like just hanging out there and feeding off of, you know, the different things that are on that beach. So we showed up there. It was probably around noon and we only wanted to stop by since it was on the way to our next destination. And we showed up looking for kangaroos and we saw nothing.
And they were like, that only happens at sunrise. I was like, that was pretty much at the bottom of that blog post that I totally didn't finish reading. My bad. But to go back, we went from Cairns. We drove down the coast. Cairns is beautiful. And Australia is just amazing as a place to travel with kids, because if you want to see like a country that really invests in its public resources, like as far as pools and parks, that is the country for you. I mean, it is just amazing how beautiful these public pools are. And they're right along the coast and in all the cities we went to. And how clean and well kept they are. Like the Australians really are very prideful of these beautiful locations they have. And everyone does their part to keep them clean and organized. And it was just beautiful to know, you know, and sometimes you wish that it could be like that back home. I think in the United States, sadly, that won't happen because it's like these pools aren't fenced in. They're just open to the public. You can just walk right up and it's there. There's no fence. There's nothing. It's just, you know, you can barbecue there. You can hang out there. You're overlooking the ocean. I think in the U.S. there's too many liabilities, sadly, with all the lawsuits to ever make that happen.
Right.
But I just wish we could bring that back with us because it was beautiful. Even when we finally made it to Brisbane, we're in like the heart of a huge city. And the pools there were, I mean, it's like blocks of pools. Some have sand at the bottom, some don't. Some have like this like river looking feel with toys built in. I mean, it's just it's free and accessible to everyone. And it was beautiful to see.
So we definitely recommend visiting Australia just because it's very westernized. So, you know, you get a lot of the Western comforts at home, but you still have some amazing, amazing views, amazing sights. The beaches there, Whitehaven Beach is pretty much one of the best beaches that we've ever been to.
It's always rated top in the world.
Yeah, the sand is absolutely like super fine and it just seems so soft. The weather is amazing. And it's definitely was a worthwhile experience for our family.
And that's right off of Airlie Beach. So you have to actually go to Airlie Beach and take a boat out to Whitehaven.
To the Whitsunday Islands. Yep.
Yeah. And it is gorgeous. Totally worth it. I think that was the highlight of my trip was being able to go to Whitehaven Beach. And then Sydney. We were really excited to be in Sydney. We were excited to see, obviously, the Sydney Opera House. We went at like some freak random like epic storm season. I mean, they closed the airport down. It was so windy. And then we flew out right like midway through this windstorm. And I guess they had like torrential rain and flooding like the day after we left. And I guess it's very unheard of for Sydney. So it made it a little harder to enjoy the walking around, but it was absolutely gorgeous from what we did see.
Yeah. If you've been following us, you've known that we've wanted to go to New Zealand since the moment that we began our adventures. And New Zealand was actually our destination that we had bought tickets to. We had planned out right after Australia.
And if you know us also, you know, we kind of suck at planning ahead. Like a lot of our trips we do like a week or two before and we kind of just fly by the seat of our pants. But New Zealand was like 5 months prior. We had.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to end it on a high note. And that was like our big finale.
So halfway through our road trip in Australia, we got an email. And this email said, hey, guys, we love your photography. We would love for you to collaborate with us on a launch of, you know, our product into a new market. And we thought, wow, there are very few brands that will make us cancel our plans, drop everything that we have going on and go to do that.
And lose our flights.
And lose our flights, which, yes, we did lose the points that we had booked those flights to New Zealand to. But that brand was Royal Caribbean. And when Royal Caribbean comes calling, then you know you need to go and do it.
And we were really excited because the opportunity was to fly. They flew us from Sydney to Miami and we got to experience the largest cruise ship in the world.
Yeah. So it was just launching off of its new home port in Miami. And we got to go on a 7-night cruise to Puerto Rico, Haiti, and St. Martin. And it was a phenomenal experience.
Which is weird because Rod has always loved cruises. We've done cruises separately. We've done a cruise together. And I have never been a cruiser. Like, it's never been my thing. I don't know. I feel like some people are big cruisers and some people aren't. And I always was like, it's not my thing. I love culture. I like to be immersed, like, in that country. And I don't want to spend time out at sea. So it's never been my thing. So I still was excited because I was like, you know, the kids will have fun and it's an amazing opportunity. It's Royal Caribbean. And I really didn't expect to love it. And it was like so much fun. And I'm not just saying this because we worked on it. Like, you know, we gave them our pictures. We're good. but it was truly how I felt. I was shocked. And I think part of the reason was, is we met some amazing people on the cruise. And I think that makes a big difference. Like, we really had an amazing time because of the people we met. One, and two, this cruise was so freaking big. That even though we were busy every day, like we'd never been so exhausted getting off this cruise. We were freaking exhausted because we were so busy, but we didn't even do everything there was to do because the ship was so big. There were so many activities and the shows were really, really good. Like Las Vegas, good.
Yeah. They invest millions of dollars into their shows and you can definitely tell because it is like Broadway production quality is insane.
It was really good. So we had like the best time.
So this was right before Christmas. We went on this cruise. We came back and we had, you know, the experience of coming home. We knew that 6 months into our travels, we wanted to be back home for the holidays. We wanted to visit our families. And we also had commitments in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where we'd be staying for the next couple of weeks. I am actually an Air Force reservist, so I had to complete a one-month tour of duty during January. So we knew we had to be back during that time. And it was great to catch up with family. Great to unwind a little bit because, to be honest, after 6 months, we were exhausted. We were tired of moving every 2 to 3 days, maybe every, you know, 5 days at a time, some weeks. And it was just nice to be able to get to a place, fully unpack all of our bags, and kind of settle into a little bit of a routine for a little bit.
But it's weird, though, because maybe I'm like the weird one. I don't know. I kind of find being in one place and setting up that routine more exhausting than being on the road. And it's like a totally different type of exhausting. It's really hard to to explain unless you've traveled full time, I guess. But like on the road, I have Rod, who is with me. When we're stagnant, Rod's working, obviously. and so I have Rod on the road, and then we don't really have places to be. So it's like everything's on our schedule. So if the kids are sleeping in, there's no rush. They sleep in, and then we get our day started, or unless we have a flight. But I just feel like we have so much freedom in our day that I don't feel all this pressure to be at certain places. And then when we get in these routines, like when we settle back down and we're home, you know, Rod's at work, so I have the kids by myself. We actually put him in a preschool for the month that we're here in a kindergarten. And, you know, that whole stress of like packing their lunch, getting him up, getting him out the door. And then there was dentist appointments and doctor's appointments and all these things we're trying to catch up on. And then all our friends want to see us. And so it's like you end up having these packed schedules on top of having to do laundry, which in Southeast Asia, it's so cheap. I never did that. And it was amazing.
Yep.
I didn't have to go grocery shopping because it was so cheap. We ate out all the time. Amazing. And we were always in Airbnbs for a week. So I never had to deep clean because it was like, well, you know, we'll go to the next place and they'll have someone clean it for us.
Yeah. So for those of you that think that living on the road is harder than living at home, not necessarily.
There's a lot of perks to living on the road, you know, like, and I guess it depends on the country you're in. Australia was really expensive food wise. I think even more so than the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like the first time on our journey, you know, we were like eating ramen and packing sandwiches and like trying to cut cost. And so there was a lot more grocery shopping and like planning involved there than like, you know, if you're in a more cost effective country, like you get the luxuries of having your laundry done because it's, you know, $10 for the family or eating out. And so a lot of those everyday stresses of just homemaking that I think I'm good at sometimes.
You're good at it. Yeah.
I think I'm good at it. It's just not my passion, maybe. I don't know. I wish I was like Martha Stewart.
You were born to be free and travel the world.
I don't know. It's like I love to cook and then I hate to clean. But anyway, so to me, it was weird. I was really excited for this break to come home and rest. And it's like, now that it's been a month, I'm like, gosh, I just want to be on the road. Like, I'm like itching to be back and for us to have like that routine.
Yeah. And that time has come. We are heading out and we couldn't be more excited for what we've got coming in 2019.
Yes. So we leave this week. As we film this podcast, we are leaving this week, which means the next couple of days are really stressful as we repack and get everything situated and last minute appointments. But we can't wait.
Yeah. So we're starting in Mexico. We are going to our home country.
Yes.
I don't know if it's our home country, but it's our native country.
Well, yeah. Rod was born in Mexico, in Acapulco. And I was born in Wilmington, Delaware, in the United States. But my mom is from Chihuahua, and I went to elementary school for a year in Mexico. And I was born, I would say, in a very Latino Mexican culture home.
Absolutely.
So
huge families.
Yes. Yes. Huge families. I have 20 first aunts and uncles. It's crazy. But, you know, for Rod and I, Mexico's always been kind of like a big part of our lives. It's a home. We have family there. And so it's going to be really fun because we get to take our kids there and hope they learn Spanish and appreciate the culture and get to meet some family that we run into along the way.
So we'll be spending a month in Mexico. We'll be starting off in Guadalajara, then heading over to Ixtapa, Mexico City, and Cancun.
And from there, we plan to head down into Central America. And then depending on timing, we don't really know exactly what our plans are. We're hoping to possibly make it to South America. There's a couple things up in the air right now, but that makes it all that more exciting. It's like a surprise.
Yeah. So for pretty much up until kind of June. May to June 2019, we'll be out on the road, primarily through Mexico, Central America, and South America. And then we'll be coming back to the U.S. for a little bit. And really, after that, from that summer onwards, we have no idea.
Yes.
We are keeping it flexible and trying to see what opportunities come our way, but also looking into, you know, where is it that we would like to potentially settle down for maybe a year? One of the big priorities that we have in our family is that we want to make sure that our kids learn Spanish. So right now, while they're still young,
they should know Spanish already because Rod and I speak Spanish fluently. So this is one of those like parent fails that like our grandparents or like our parents are like, seriously? And there's a lot of pressure from that front. And it's like, it's really important to us, but we just have failed. We don't put in the effort. Because I have no clue why we suck. So it's like we have to make up for that mistake so that we're not hated for generations to come, that we were like the end.
Yeah. So as we're traveling during these next couple of months, we're going to be scoping out locations and seeing like where, you know, where is somewhere that will not only set up a good home base in, but potentially be having a good airport that we can travel out of when we need to have a nice kind of quality of living. And
by home base, though, it is that. Like we would obviously want to set up and kind of have our comforts, but that doesn't mean we would stop traveling. But
oh, not even close.
It's more of like, you know, we still haven't decided if we're going to homeschool or put our kids back in school eventually or how, because, you know, for us, flexibility is amazing. But it's really important if you are traveling often or if you full time travel to assess your kids along the way. You know, I was really nervous putting them in school for this month, being like, oh my gosh, are they going to acclimate? Are they going to be fine? And they were rock stars. They're like, they're the most well-adjusted kids. And I was like, oh, thank God. Because, you know, as a parent, you worry. So we don't know what the future holds. But I think that's the best part is like, we have always lived, guys, this like rigid life. So if you think we're like these crazy hippies and you're just getting to know us that have just always been these free spirits, it's really wrong. Nope. Like Rod was Air Force. I was an accountant. And like we had very rigid lives. And so it's still this like idea of freedom is very new and exciting to us. And it's like the thought of some people are like, aren't you stressed? You don't know what you're going to do. And I think for us, it's like, no, I think it's beautiful that like options are endless.
Yeah, because ultimately all that we have is pretty much what's in our bags. We have each other and we have our three luggages and our four backpacks. So if it came down to, you know, we run out of our savings, which we're using primarily right now to fund our travels. If we run out of that and we haven't built a business that can generate the income to let us continue to have this flexibility, then we could pretty much live anywhere, right? We can find jobs and we can, you know, settle down into something up until we come up with the next plan. Because I think one of the things we've realized during these past 6 to 8 months of travel is that we want to continue building something for ourselves, because building that something is what gets us that flexibility to travel, to spend all day together, and to, you know, be able to treasure the moments that we build together as a family.
And I think one of the coolest things, if you're interested in full-time travel, or if you're just interested in more extensive travel, because, you know, this show talks about our full-time travels, but I think it's, you know, not every episode's focused on that. Some are more just weekend excursions or whatever. But if it's something that interests you, I would recommend that if you're at a location, even like Cancun or wherever, find a local expat cafe. You can Google it and you'll find typically a lot of these regions have an expat cafe. And so Rod and I have gone to these in Vietnam and Thailand and Malaysia to kind of get work done. But the beauty of it is you meet all these people who work remotely, and it opens your eyes so much to the possibilities of what you could do. Like, I feel like I used to think like, oh, there's jobs out there that could be flexible. And I truly was naive to like the amount of jobs and how accessible they are to people. So if it's something that intrigues you and you kind of just want to be like, man, I just don't know where I'd fit in, find a cafe like in one of the places you're visiting and talk to people there. They're usually very open and very open-minded type people.
Super friendly. Yeah.
Super friendly. So they'd all be like, oh yeah, this is what I do. And it's just fascinating, like, to see, you know, the options truly are endless. And so I think it's exciting, because when we left, we're like, oh, you know, we hope to do it full time, but if not, it'll be a gap year and we'll just go back to corporate life. And it's like, nope, it still might be a gap year and we still might need to get more traditional jobs eventually, but it won't be in corporate life.
Well, this
unless
has
you start a corporation, babe. Unless it's ours.
I don't think that's going to happen, because we love this lifestyle. But to finish up, we wanted to finish off with thanking you guys. Thank you for being loyal listeners. Thank you for all the feedback. Thank you for just saying hi, even when we've had this hiatus between seasons. You know, we're always active on Instagram. We're still publishing blog posts every now and then. We've got a couple of other cool things coming in terms of the Jet Setting Family brand that we're going to be announcing on the podcast eventually. But if you do enjoy this podcast, one of the things that you could do to help us so much would be to leave a review on iTunes, whatever platform it is that you use to listen to this. Just let us know what you think of the podcast, because those reviews really go a long way in making our show more discoverable and making it open to more people so that more can enjoy the joys of travel.
Rod likes reviews, but you want to know what I like? I love, and it doesn't happen all the time, but when it happens, it makes my heart smile. When people post a picture or a video of where they're listening from on like Instagram stories and tag us, like, I love being like, wow, someone's listening to us in this random country, or someone's listening to us from our home city or whatever. I love seeing where you guys are listening from. So, you know, don't take a picture or video while driving. I don't want to be the one who causes an accident. But if you're a passenger, or if you're listening to it while you're cooking or whatever, snap a picture, post it on our stories and tag us. It really, or, you know, email. I don't know. It just makes my heart smile. I feel like that's the one thing that's hard for me about podcasting. Rod had to convince me to do this podcast. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It's his jam.
Yep.
And I've grown to love it. But at first I wasn't too sure. And I think it's because I don't get to interact with you guys as much. And so I love when that does happen and I can see who our listeners are and interact with you guys. It's when I really love the, like, I don't know, I just love that the most.
So we wanted to end this episode with a little surprise, and that is that we are having a giveaway to celebrate the launch of our season 2. This giveaway is for a $250 travel voucher that you can apply to any future flight that you've got going on. All you need to do to enter this giveaway is, step one, you need to leave a review for our podcast. You can do that through iTunes, Google Podcasts, or any podcast platform of your choice. Step two, you need to take a screenshot of that review, and you can either post it on your Instagram stories and tag us at the Jet Setting Family, or you can simply email that screenshot to us at hello@thejetsettingfamily.com. This is one of the easiest giveaways that we've ever done, so we're really hoping that you will join us.
This giveaway is running between March 12th and 17th of 2019. So if you're listening within that time frame, make sure that you leave that review and you send it over to us so that we can enter you and select one lucky winner shortly after that time frame.
So with that said, keep an eye out. We've got shows coming every single week. So make sure you subscribe, reach out to us. And for the first time this season, until next time, happy jet setting.
The Podglomerate, a Sonic Universe.
Ever wonder if they were listening to you? So did Al Franken. Yep, that Al Franken. He was just on our podcast impersonating his former Senate colleagues in the name of privacy.
What the Hack with Adam Levin will make you feel more chill about the unchill things that happen online and off, with easy-to-understand tips to make your life a little less hackable.
Join us as we look at the ways people get scammed and hacked. What the Hack with Adam Levin is a weekly cyber true crime show that unravels a fresh new hell every Monday.
What the Hack with me, Adam Levin. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Jennifer Lincoln, board certified OBGYN, and you may know me from social media where I spend a lot of my time educating about everything reproductive health. This podcast is called Let's Talk About Down There, and that's what I'm doing. I am talking about down there with no shame, no stigma, a lot of fun, and a lot of education. And why? Because when we talk about these things, we educate and we empower ourselves. Call in, leave a question, and know that it's okay to have questions about your body, and we're going to answer them.